guarding the last outpost of freedom, like a beacon of light to the world, and exercising our freedom of speech like we're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark. And brother, it's starting to rain.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we are too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, yes, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So President Biden stopped briefly today to chat with reporters on the South Lawn of the White House.
He didn't have anything better to do.
He was on his way to New York.
Oh, vacation again?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't know that he knows, but reporters asked him about OPEC's decision. You heard about this. OPEC's decision to cut oil production by 2 million barrels a day.
Yeah.
Take a listen. I was going to say.
So the reporters are there, and they're talking about OPEC says they're not going to increase production like you had wanted. They're actually going to decrease it by 2 million barrels a day. What do you think about that, right?
That's it.
Okay. And then the president said, I was down there and I was talking to him.
No,
I
that's
said,
not what he said. Play
I
the
said,
clip.
Nobody F's with the Biden.
Okay. Yeah, well, that too. Yeah, right?
Okay. Here's the actual clip.
No, the trip was not essentially for oil. The trip was about the Middle East and about Israel and rationalization of positions. But it is a disappointment, and it says that there are problems.
Are you worried about it's a business?
Okay, now what he's referring to, and we'll play the clip again because I know it was a little bit hard to hear over the helicopter sound from Marine One.
Yeah.
However, in July, remember, Joe Biden flew to Saudi Arabia to beg the monarchy there, please pump more oil.
Please.
I mean, and how hypocritical is it?
Right, to say you can't pump in the Gulf of Mexico, but we can be pumping in the Gulf of Arabia.
And so OPEC, showing their great deference and respect for Biden.
Well, and their fear, because nobody F's with the Biden.
That too.
Yeah.
They cut production anyway.
Oh.
So now they're forcing some. I don't know that they're forcing Biden to do anything. I think Biden is draining the United States Strategic Petroleum Reserve on his own in order to weaken our national security.
And Biden's got a twofold problem here. One, he has bought into the lie of man-made climate change. And he's bought into the lie that carbon dioxide is the main driver of climate. It is not. The sun is. Carbon dioxide, at best, is a fourth-order influencer of the climate. But Biden's bought into this lie. So he has to appease the people on the left and can't encourage oil production. But at the same time, when you don't encourage oil production here in the United States, the price of gasoline goes up. And if you want to get voted out of office, just let the price of gasoline go up. So he's got this problem of the midterms coming up, and people are mad that the price of gasoline has gone up. So he can't have it. He can't have his cake and eat it, too, mostly because his cake is made with petroleum products.
Well, no, that's true. But at the same time, he's releasing an additional 10 million barrels of oil from the United States Strategic Oil Reserve.
So rather than make America stronger,
keep prices low before the November midterms.
Right. Now, you could keep prices low and make America stronger by encouraging more production of oil and gas here in the United States. But he doesn't want to do that. He wants to make America weaker by getting rid of our emergency supply of oil in case, China invades Taiwan, or Russia figures out that we were the ones who bombed the Nord Stream pipelines and they decide to bomb us back.
But here's what he's done with the Strategic Petroleum Reserves. It has a capacity of 727 million barrels of crude oil.
Right.
It's now down to 63% of its capacity. So under the Biden administration, he has whittled down 37%. Over a third, obviously, of what really amounts to our national security reserve.
Exactly. And this isn't supposed to be used for political gamesmanship.
And what is just completely, I think, missed by most folks paying attention.
That has had no impact on price.
But not only has it not had any impact on price, this oil from our strategic reserves has been sold to China.
Oh, so we're making their strategic reserves better.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Here? I mean, it's
we're not even using it here in the U.S. We're selling it to his crony friends that Hunter went to lunch with in Beijing.
No, we've got the lowest amount of oil in our emergency stockpile since 1985.
Well, fortunately, we're using less oil than ever. Oh, wait, no, we're not.
I mean, this is how much our reserves have dropped since Biden has been in office, and they continue to fall even today.
And this is the only reason why we have an oil emergency is because of Biden's policies. You talk about man-made climate change. That's not real. But this is a man-made disaster of its own, in that our oil problems, our gasoline problems in this country, the reason why prices are so high, that is man-made.
Okay, so the White House is accusing OPEC Plus, of aligning with Russia.
Well, yeah, because Russia's an oil-producing... Oh, my God. Yes, of course. They've talked about BRICS, B-R-I-C-S. That's that group of other countries other than the Western country. That's Brazil. The R stands for Russia. The I is India. The C is China. Those four countries lead the group outside of the U.S.'s sphere of influence. Of course Russia's going to side with OPEC. They're the R in the word BRICS.
But am I the only one that... I know I'm not. But do people not see that the Biden administration, Joe Biden, he's calling OPEC's decision to cut production by 2 million barrels a day.
Uh-huh.
He calls it short-sighted. He calls it a mistake. But let me ask you something. What has Joe Biden done in the United States?
Right.
He's
cut production.
He's cut production.
By more than that. And by him cutting production, that drove the price up for the countries in the Middle East to go, actually, we can make the price even higher. We can make even more money per barrel by cutting our production because we know Joe Biden won't let the U.S. fill in the gap.
So why is it short-sighted for OPEC and a mistake for OPEC to cut production, but it's not a mistake for the Biden administration to do the very same thing domestically?
It is.
It makes no sense.
But Joe Biden is so short-sighted, he can't see that.
I know.
And it's standing right in front of him.
But this video clip that we played for you, the audio from the video clip, it really says it all. I mean, Biden is questioned regarding the unbelievable development. It's really not that unbelievable.
It's not that unbelievable. It was predictable.
That OPEC is turning against the United States.
Because so they can make more money.
Seemingly to support Russia.
I can't believe that countries like Venezuela and countries like Iran and countries like Iraq would support Russia over the United States. That's crazy.
No, it's called the free market. I mean, and that's the open market.
It's the controlled market. Because by the U.S. not participating in the market to the extent that we could, we give them more power over the market. You know when the price of oil dropped? It was when the United States went in full force. When the United States isn't playing in that market, it is able to be controlled by OPEC.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you're getting all wound up here, Stephen, because
oh,
as
I?
Far as the mainstream media is concerned,
yeah.
You shouldn't worry about it, man. Just cool your jets. Because Biden is pardoning, you heard this too.
Oh God!
Marijuana charges,
right? Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
That's very nice.
I mean, this may come as little consolation when the cold sets in this year, with fuel prices continuing to skyrocket, and we've got a war raging in the East.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, the Labor Department reported that 219,000 people filed for first-time unemployment benefits last week. That's the highest number since June. It's an increase of 29,000 people over last week. At the same time, major companies across the country have announced nearly 30,000 job cuts are expected as employers are scaling back on employment. Despite this, the Biden administration insists we are not in a recession because of the strong labor market.
Let me just tell you something. For business owners and every single business owner within the sound of my voice understands, it's hard out there today.
It is.
To make ends meet, to make payroll with rising prices from your vendors, increased shipping costs, increased utility costs.
Yeah.
It's just...
it's hard.
It's difficult, and that's why you have so many businesses that are just closing up shop, and the businesses that remain can't afford to expand and hire new people.
Second thing you know, before tomorrow, the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals ruled that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, is illegal. DACA was started by President Obama as a way to not have to enforce immigration laws against people who were brought to this country illegally as children, but it was never authorized by Congress. President Biden is attempting to expand the program, while the Fifth Circuit Court ruled that the executive order issued by President Obama was not legal. They are not stopping the program for the nearly 600,000 people who are already benefiting from the illegal program's protection.
Now, this DACA program was also referred to as the DREAM Act. The Dreamers. Yes. These were the Dreamers.
Because the Dreamers Act never passed, which is why DACA is illegal, because Congress never authorized it. And the third thing you need to know before tomorrow, the state of New York lost in court again in another gun case. This time, U.S. District Judge Glenn Sutterby issued a temporary restraining order against parts of Governor Hochul's gun-free zone laws. The state's legislature passed the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, ironically named, in early July after the Supreme Court threw out its previous concealed carry restrictions as being unconstitutional. That new law listed areas that were restricted where people wouldn't be allowed to carry their weapons. Among those places included Times Square. Well, this restraining order doesn't apply to all the places listed on the Concealed Carry Improvement Act, and it will be reviewed during a full hearing later this month.
Doesn't the court understand that nothing stops a bullet faster than a sign that says no guns are allowed?
No, I don't think it understands that. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25-yard lanes, choose Hero's Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Terry, I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell
you
out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink is very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Oh my gosh, those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome, too.
Yes.
They dry good. They're a great size.
And
but I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
them.
Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses that join with the fastest-growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results, and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
If you say what you want to say and let the words fall out, honestly, I want to see you be brave.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Well, President Biden announced today that he is going to pardon federal simple marijuana possession convictions.
Okay. There are a lot of states that have outlawed marijuana. Frankly, this is the president has the power of pardoning, right? That's one of the things listed given to the president in the Constitution.
Well, this was a 2020 campaign promise.
Oh,
to decriminalize the drug a little more.
But he didn't actually decriminalize it.
No, he didn't.
You'd have to get that through Congress. So it is still a crime. He's just pardoned people for the crime.
Well, it's a month before the election.
Which still means that people could be arrested for this next month.
Oh, wait a minute. No, he says this is going to benefit 6,500 people with prior federal convictions and thousands of others charged under the District of Columbia's criminal code.
Okay. But again,
there is a big, big but in this.
Uh-huh.
There are no individuals currently in federal prison solely for simple possession of marijuana.
Right. I mean, ever since Colorado first legalized marijuana in that state, the federal government hasn't been as aggressive in enforcing that law.
So this new rule is going to affect a total of zero individuals.
Well, currently
in federal prison.
Currently in federal prison. It'll help people who have been out and, you know, serve their time. It'll get it off their record. Although I don't know how many people only have that as the only crime, the only federal conviction, right?
But you know, his stance on marijuana has really varied. You know, back in 2021, he asked staffers to resign over marijuana use.
2021. That was last year.
March of 2021, regardless of whether or not it was legal in the states they resided.
He asked them to resign over it, and now he's pardoning people for having done this.
Yeah. This is just part and parcel with an administration that cares more about how something looks or how something sounds than what it actually does.
And here's the thing about Biden. I don't think there's a single thing that he's done since he's been in office that was actually his idea.
And look,
somebody else pushed this and he went, yeah, okay.
But look, I understand that marijuana use, legal marijuana use, can help those with disabilities.
Sure.
The effects of PTSD from combat operations.
Right. Cancer patients. I
get that. But this is just purely a political play.
That's the only reason he did it. Yeah. Well, we got a question for our American mamas. Dear mamas, can you believe a judge is ordering a woman to give nude photos of herself to her ex-husband?
Well, let's ask our American mamas.
Mama, mama.
Mama told me not to come. She said.
And joining us now, our American mama, Denise Arthur. Terry Netteville is out and about. So there has been a trend over the last, 20 years or so, it's become more popular for couples, especially for the women, to take boudoir pictures.
So sorry, kind of Marty never
sexy,
got those.
Sexy photos, and then you give them
I always think about the episode from Golden Girls when Blanche talked Rose into doing that for her boyfriend, and then he opened them in front of all his colleagues from the college. See, I would be too scared. Once you pose for those, that's it. They're never going away. The pictures are never going away.
Well, this is
a prime example right here.
Right, because whilst this woman did this for her husband when they were happily married, they are now no longer happily married. They're going through divorce.
Right.
She gave them to the husband as a gift. She wants them back.
She has them in her possession. Yeah.
The husband says, I want that. You gave that to me a gift. I want those photos.
Oh, my God.
And for me, I'm like, oh, okay, I understand why the guy would ask for it, I guess. But what I don't understand is that the judge in the case went, yeah, you have to give him the photos.
You got to give it back.
What's more is he said you actually have to send this book to a third party and have the third party go through and, like, block out the intimate parts.
But I don't think they could do that because the original photographer would not agree to do that, and he is the only one that can go and modify the pictures.
So the judges ordered them to send it to another party. So now this woman's like,
she's going all over the place.
Now I've got another person who's definitely going to see these photos of me naked. so that I can give these photos to my ex-husband so that he can keep on. What in the world?
I don't know. And then because she apparently she wrote little notes in there, too. And he's saying that's why he needed them. You're going through a divorce. Why? Why do you need any photos or any notes from your soon-to-be ex-wife? Look, here's the goal. When you break up, I mean, Stephen, we don't keep all that.
That's
and there may be another, you know, what's he, when he starts dating or he's, look, I wouldn't date a guy that went to the trouble of having a judge tell his ex-wife that she had to hand back over her album, her boudoir album. I mean, that's just weird. Does he still have, like, all his ex-girlfriend's photos and whatever?
See, again, to me, that seems like you're giving him power over her.
Thank you. It's kind of chauvinistic. It kind of really pisses me off at the judge. It makes me wonder, would a female judge have done the same thing?
It's a very good question, because we do not have a female judge in this case.
I'm wondering if this is the end, or she... I mean, I would keep pushing. Mm-hmm. I would have to have... I don't care if it's a grand jury. Somebody, we're going to have a whole group of peers or somebody looking at that because it's almost weird. I mean, it's a little uncomfortable.
I think it's, and I can certainly see why it's uncomfortable, especially if she's the one who's actually asking for the divorce. If she's the one saying, you know what, this was not a good relationship for me.
Yeah.
I want out of this because whatever
and they
reason.
And they were married for 25 years.
That's a long time.
That's a long time. So something is up. And I personally think that this judge has handled this completely wrong. I mean, and she has them. And you know what? The crazy thing is, I'm thinking to myself, what's keeping her from destroying them? But I'm telling you, if she was to destroy them and didn't hand them over, she'd be in jail.
Right. And that's one of the things she has said, that what she really wants to do is go out in the backyard and light these things
on
fire.
Yeah, just burn them. And she should be able to. They are images of her body.
You know, it's like that.
It's her writing.
It's like that episode in Friends where they had this bad streak of boyfriends, so they had to burn all the photos.
Yes.
Remember that?
Yes.
That's kind of what this is like, is that that's what she wants to do, but she's not allowed to by the court. And you're absolutely right. If she were to go out and do that to those photos, she would be held in contempt of court.
Because I don't, you know, we've gone too far. We're interfering too much. The reach is too much. You should never even, a judge should never even be involved. I mean, I know, look, I have friends that are paralegals and people spend gazillions of dollars literally fighting over rugs, puppies, you name it, the craziest stuff. And then now here you have this over a boudoir album. Like, what is wrong with people?
This is a pretty
it's
good,
creepy.
This is a pretty good question that she's raised in some of this. The judge chose the third-party photo processor. So the judge is ordering her to give photos of her nude body to a man she does not know, to a third-party
right.
person. How in the world is that legal?
Right. And who's protecting her? What if, Stephen, what if one of these photos winds up on the internet somewhere?
What do you mean, what if?
And because if
I guarantee
and,
it.
Yeah. And when it does, there is no getting rid of it. It is forever.
You never pull that down.
Never. I don't care if the FBI is involved. I don't care who's involved. Supreme Court. You will never. Those pictures will forever be in the airwaves.
If you'd like to ask our American Mamas a question, go to our website, AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas, and click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Netterville will be back.
Cancel that boudoir appointment.
Coming up next, we are digging deep. We'll be right back.
Keep your ear to the ground. American Ground Radio with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
Hey guys, this is Don Tubbs. We are proud that we're an old school hardware store that has had roots in Bossier since 1922. God fearing, we the people, America first, local folks. Tubbs, providing products that are built stronger to last longer and back them with parts and service. Tubbs is the brand you can trust. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio,
which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these, folks.
Or you get a six-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in three little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, A-G-R, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio. Sounds so good. Patriots ask for it by name. In fact, there's going to be an emoji for it pretty soon. Well, that's what I heard. Isn't it? That's not true. That's true, right? Okay.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, one of the issues with trying to be politically correct, trying to be all things to all people,
yes,
is that it's hard.
Well, yeah.
I mean, because, look, and what I mean by that is that when somebody asks you a simple question, you no longer possess the common sense to just answer it like a normal human being. You're trying to process it through so many different filters to say, okay, maybe I don't want to say this, but
can't
if I say that,
those people.
And then I'm gonna, and then it, somebody might take it to mean that I mean this.
Have I gotten my most recent issue of politically correct verbiage quarterly?
So take a listen. This is Arizona Democrat gubernatorial nominee, Katie Hobbs.
Right.
Now, she is asked a very simple question. Name one thing that you've learned from the Hispanic community. That was it. That was the only question.
Okay.
Here is her answer.
And I learn all the time from people in my life. My sister-in-law, she is Latino, and her family, I love hanging out with them and practicing my Espanol un poquito. I learned so much from her family. But I think it's really hard to separate out Arizona and subtract Latino culture because it's so much a part of who we are as a state. Arizona wouldn't be Arizona without what the Latino community brings.
So there's not one specific lesson you could share with me, other than Espanol.
Just shut that off.
It's one third of the state.
Just shut that off. So the guy asking the question, he said, so there's not just one thing
that you can say.
It's one third of the state is
right.
The Latino vote.
Right.
You can't. Why not just say, you know what? They have a great work ethic. You know what? Their love of family.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? They embody the American dream. See, but all of those things could be
taken to be racist because right. what are you saying?
You're generalizing about a certain population.
Right, that Latino people, they're like slave labor. They right. like to work.
Yeah.
Or that they love their family. Oh, are you talking about traditional marriage?
Right.
Oh, is that what that's what you're saying?
Yeah.
I mean, you see how this goes.
Yeah.
Is that it, anything you say, just common sense, stuff that just is, you know, inside all of us, none of those things are offensive.
No.
But when you start trying to be all things to all people, you can't.
You just speak like that. I have my sister-in-law's Hispanic.
I mean, I like Taco Bell. I like.
We need to dig deep.
Pinatas.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down.
In the 1980 presidential debate between Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Carter, Reagan, the challenger, asks the people who are watching one very simple question.
Are you better off than you were 4 years ago? Is it easier for you to go and buy things in the stores than it was 4 years ago?
Pretty simple question.
Well, it's a good question to ask anytime you go vote.
Right. Are you better off now than you were? Right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, in this midterm, it's really, are you better off than you were 2 years ago? Not 4 years ago, right? It's not a presidential election. It's midterm.
But that's a very dangerous question for Democrats.
Right. And there's new news out today that kind of highlights this. The Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas put out a report today that says, for most Americans, the answer to that question would definitely be no.
And it's a definitely in terms of, you know, it's not like in the gray area. It's
yeah.
not like on the line.
Right.
It's not like how you might define it.
No.
By every statistical measure or metric.
Here's what the Federal Reserve Bank out of Dallas said. Quote, we find that a majority of employed workers' real inflation adjusted wages have failed to keep up with inflation in the past year. For these workers, the median decline in real wages is a little more than 8.5%. Taken together, these outcomes appear to be the most severe faced by employed workers over the last 25 years. What they're saying is, whatever it is you're making today, it's worth 8.5% less than it was a year ago.
And I think what is so different about these midterms and certainly the presidential election in 2024
mm-hmm.
is that it's not just that you're asking that question, are you better off? And you're saying, well, yeah, I mean, maybe inflation is up 1%.
Right.
Maybe, you know, the GDP is down a half a percent.
A little bit, yeah.
This is not, by any stretch of the imagination, an exaggeration. We have gone from a very stark,
mm-hmm. robust economy.
That is
in
just
2019,
where household incomes were increasing.
Best economy ever. And for people that were minority, you know, the left likes to talk about, oh, well, the minorities get left out. Black people get left out. Hispanic people get left out. And this economy skips over them. During the Trump years, those were the people who actually did the best.
It was actually the lowest income households
yes.
that saw the greatest increase as a percentage of household income. So what I'm talking about is it's almost as if we were traveling at 100 miles an hour.
Right.
And then the Biden administration slammed on the brakes
yeah.
and we went to zero almost immediately.
No. Into reverse.
Well, into reverse.
They took it from fifth gear and shoved it into reverse. And they were surprised when the engine fell out.
Yeah, stripped out all the gears.
Now, the Dallas Fed, not the only people saying this, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, they have a report. Quote, the food at home index rose 13.5% over the last 12 months. So that's how much money you're spending on food that you make at home,
mm-hmm.
right? The largest 12-month increase since the period ending March 1979, which was right before Reagan asked Carter, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? The index for other food at home rose 16.7%, and the index for cereals and bakery products increased 16.4% over the year. The remaining major grocery store food groups posted increases ranging from 9.4%, fruits and vegetables, to 16.2%, dairy and related products.
Okay, and what about housing?
Well,
because that also has taken
a big deal, right?
Yeah.
Business Insider. The average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose to 6.75% last week, as the Mortgage Bankers Association said that's the highest since 2006, when the housing market bubble was at its peak before crashing 1 year later.
Okay, rents are higher now.
That's right.
So prices are up there as well.
All over the country. I just saw reports last week out of Raleigh, North Carolina, Austin, Texas, Dallas, Texas, and San Francisco, California, coast to coast. This is a nationwide problem.
And then transportation, of course, the cost of gasoline.
All right. So from Microsoft Network, in September, the average transaction price was expected to reach $45,622, a record for the month, a 6.3% increase from a year ago, and the fourth highest of any month on record, with August set the record with prices averaging average price is hitting $46,259.
And, you know, it's interesting. I've been seeing conflicting reports. Some people have said that the price of cars is going to come down. And then other folks have said, no, the price of cars are going to increase. And it's almost as if maybe the prices on cars may come down.
Right.
But because interest rates have doubled, you're going to end up paying more for that car. So actually the cost of an automobile, if you're financing it at least,
still is going to go up because of interest rates. Back to the Dallas Reserve. While the past 25 years have witnessed episodes that show either a greater incidence or larger magnitude of real wage decline, the current time period is unparalleled in terms of the challenge employed workers face.
So, are you better off than you were 2 years ago?
Vote accordingly. We'll be right back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, a daily workout for your political mind. With Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
Fellas, what about some barbecue this Thursday? Well, I hear that Bodacious Bar and Q is hosting Ladies Night on Thursday. Love me some barbecue! Join us Thursday for Ladies Night at Bodacious Bar and Q. Mixed drinks are only $5 and get $3 off on a glass of wine. Ladies, come out for the drinks. Guys, come out for the, barbecue. And on Monday night, it's Music Bingo at Bodacious Bar and Q at 8410 Line Avenue in Shreveport.
I don't think I've ever seen you show up to the studio in a pair of slippers. I almost fell out of my chair.
You can wear them anywhere. I swear.
You literally wore your slippers to work.
Okay, they are the furriest feeling things when my feet go in there, and they have the rubber sole that's thick enough that you can wear them outside. I wore them shopping.
Or to work.
People will look down and go, I know, they're my slippers. They look cool.
They're a beautiful color. That pink feel so is good. Very pretty. Listen, my sheets. Really? Those Giza sheets. Girl, I've slept like a baby.
Those are 60% off right now.
60% off if you use the AGR code.
I love the towels.
Yeah, the towels are awesome too. Yes. They dry good. They're a great size. But I'm going to get those slippers because some days I don't have shoes to wear to work.
I think they're 50% off now if you use the AGR code.
Are you going to get me some slippers? Because I won't order
some.
Them. Then I'll get your sheets.
Okay.
Okay, we'll
deal.
Do that.
Don't forget to use the AGR code.
MyPillow your people up. Go to MyPillow.com and type in the letters AGR for your discount code.
It's hot, real hot.
It is hot today.
Escape the heat and go to the coolest place in the South, Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana. At Red River Range, it's cool inside and 100% fresh air all the time. If you want 8 to 25 yard lanes, choose Heroes Corner or Heritage Alley. If you want to shoot as far as 100 yards, try Sportsman's Paradise. For guns, accessories, or archery, go to RedRiverRange.com. Red River Range in Shreveport, Louisiana.
Maybe it was that fourth grade teacher who believed in you. Or the big-eyed girl who smiled when you were the new kid. Maybe it was watching your child as she took her first steps. Those aha moments in life when everything seemed to come into focus. Those are the bright spots that lift us up when we're feeling down. And show us a path from the ordinary to the extraordinary. America's history is filled with bright spots, too. The greatness of America is that it allows each of us to see the greatness within ourselves. That is how America became great. One dream, one bright spot at a time.
Bright Spots Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr. Available at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, and BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time.
time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Crown Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone. Louis, you know, we've got our phone number, 1-866-AGR-1776.
And while we were on the air, yeah, we had a listener call in.
Carl from Texas called in and left a voicemail. And that's the cool thing about this line. You can leave us a voicemail. You can also send us a text on this. So again, 1-866-AGR-1776.
And he was pointing out something with regards to Biden's drawdown of our strategic petroleum reserve.
Here he is.
Biden's release of strategic oil is illegal according to the Energy Policy and Conservation Act of 1975, but no one is mentioning that it's illegal or how it's illegal.
So I thought that's a really good point that he brought up, that according to the law, that this has to be an emergency in order for us to be using the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Well, this is also United States Code. Mm-hmm. Section 161, it says drawdown of the and sale.
Mm-hmm.
So the drawdown and sale of petroleum products from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve may not be made unless the president has found drawdown and sale are required by a severe energy supply interruption or by obligations of the United States under the International Energy Program.
And the only supply interruption is the one that Biden himself caused by preventing our oil producers from being able to drill in the Gulf of Mexico, to be able to drill on federal lands. He's the one who caused whatever emergency you would declare, but he hasn't actually declared an emergency on this.
But do we have a severe energy supply interruption?
No, we don't. We just have enough of a disruption that the price has gone up.
So if the price goes up, is that an interruption in supply?
No. And again, if it is, the solution isn't to release from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. The solution is get your foot off the neck of the oil and gas producers in this country. Let them do what they do best so that America can be great again. Look, we talk about it all the time. The greatness of America comes from the greatness within you. Why not let the oil and gas producers do what they're great at? If you want America to be great, you have to let the people of America do the things that they are great at. Why not let them do that?
This act gives far too much latitude to the president of the United States to determine mm-hmm. whether an emergency situation exists.
But I don't think he's declared it. I think he's just releasing the oil and gas. I think Carl's right. And by the way, thanks, Carl, for sending that in. And if you'd like to call in or if you'd like to send us a text, it's, again, it's 866-AGR-1776. Right now, let's get to a bright spot. Well, one of the arguments I've been making about climate change is that even if man-made global warming were a real thing, which it's not, but even if it were, we'd be much smarter in the short and the long term to invest money in creating infrastructure that's more resilient to weather than we would be in using that same money to decarbonize the economy.
Like what? What are we trying to more resilient?
How about
our infrastructure?
How about homes? How about bridges? How about dams? Make them to where they're less likely to be destroyed by a storm than to focus on saying we can stop storms from happening by simply voting for Democrats.
When you obviously cannot.
Right. It's the Dutch approach. Instead of trying to stop the seas from rising, build better dams. See what I'm saying?
I got you.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, yeah. There's a bright spot in Florida that proves this idea to be correct. Babcock Ranch is a community development that's located on the north side of Fort Myers, Florida, kind of a suburb of Fort Myers. The eye of Hurricane Ian came within about 20 miles of this location. So they definitely received major hurricane strength winds, maybe not Cat 4, although that's possible, but definitely Cat 3, 110 mile an hour wind sustained or higher.
Now, wasn't this when they were developing this community, didn't they advertise it as being like hurricane resistant.
Exactly. Because one of the things they did in their codes is they said, whatever you build in our community has to withstand winds of up to 130 miles an hour. So Cat 4 winds.
Cat 4. Okay. And many people might refer to that as Miami-Dade County.
Right.
Rated or certified.
Okay. So you got to do that. The other thing they do is this whole new community is built 25 feet higher than surrounding areas.
Okay. So it's less likely to flood.
Right. If you get a 15-foot storm surge and you're 25 feet up, you don't have a storm surge in your neighborhood. They also established building codes to make homes. We talked about the Cat 4 winds, but they also talked about how the roofs are attached. You have to have, you know, the hurricane clamps and the roofs to make them more resilient, to make using better building materials. They also have their own water supply in this community. They drilled an aquifer below ground. They have a wastewater treatment plant they control just for this community.
Well, they sound very self-sufficient.
And most of the electricity for the community comes from their own solar plant. So they are dependent mostly upon the solar plant and not upon power lines for transmission. All right?
Okay.
Here's the thing. Ian comes ashore. Category 4 storm. Almost a direct hit on Babcock Ranch. Babcock Ranch never lost power. They didn't lose internet connections. They didn't lose water. Almost every community around them did, but they didn't. Now, they had downed trees.
Of course.
They had damaged fences. Some roofs lost shingles.
But you didn't have any homes that were destroyed.
Not one single roof was lost, right? No house was lost. No building was significantly damaged. Instead of wasting our money trying to get rid of carbon dioxide, a naturally occurring gas necessary for all life on Earth, we should spend our money in making our cities stronger and more resilient. Because even if it's not our fault, the climate is always going to change, and we need to be ready for it.
Boy, I tell you, I've never heard a politician talk about making our infrastructure more resilient against weather.
I hear him talk about it. They just don't know how to do it. They should talk to Babcock Ranch. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Lewis, what's the toughest challenge for business owners?
Finding employees, especially quality employees.
Well, our friends at Express Employment Professionals serve businesses across Caddo and Bossier Parishes.
And Express Employment Professionals never charge the applicant a fee.
If you need employees or are struggling with what you have, call Blake at 318-226-8777.
Blake will customize a recruiting plan that works for your organization and your budget.
Call Express Employment Professionals at 318-226-8777.
Conservatives are being censored on social media.
Big media.
In colleges.
Public schools.
And in woke corporations all across this country.
That means talk radio is the last beacon of free speech in America.
So when you hear businesses supporting free speech by advertising on this station, we should thank them.
They've put their money where their values are, and you should do the same.
Make sure you're spending your dollars at companies that understand that free speech isn't free.
Conservative listeners need to support conservative advertisers.
Because liberty is never more than one generation away from extinction.
Tubbs, we sell the best and back it with parts and service. Toro, Exmark, Ventrac mowers. To spend less time mowing and have more fun grilling with the world's best smoking grill, the Big Green Egg, or Green Mountain Pellet Grill. We provide parts and service for what we sell with 0% easy financing. Y'all come see us. Like Tubbs Hardware on Facebook, and may God bless the USA.
MyPillow is now a proud sponsor of American Ground Radio.
Which is really great. I mean, we all have MyPillow products at home, and it's so fantastic that an industry leader like MyPillow has invested in American Ground Radio coast to coast.
And because we're now working with MyPillow, you can get some great deals. If you go to their website, MyPillow.com, type in the letters AGR for your discount code, you get some massive discounts right away.
Right, like the luxurious Giza Dream Sheets. They're 60% off right now with the AGR code. I'm telling you, no sleepless nights with these folks.
Or you get a 6-piece MyPillow towel set for $70 off. That's a huge discount just by typing in 3 little letters, AGR.
You can get $50 off the classic MyPillow right now with the AGR discount code.
And on every single item, thanks to the sponsorship of MyPillow and American Ground Radio, you save bigly. Huge.
Yeah, so go to MyPillow.com and type in those letters, AGR, and start sleeping like a baby tonight.
American Ground Radio is in nearly 40 markets across our great country, and we're expanding every month. American Ground Radio is looking for businesses to join one of the fastest growing conservative talk shows in our country. When you become a sponsor of American Ground Radio, you'll see results and you'll support a show that represents conservatives who love their country. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor in your market, go to AmericanGroundRadio.com and click on Contact.
Hi, I'm Louis R. Avalone.
And I'm Stephen Parr from American Ground Radio. One of the worst parts about the government's COVID lockdowns is that they trampled on our First Amendment rights to freely assemble and to worship.
Too many of us have gotten into the habit of not going to church.
Don't let the government's temporary act of tyranny lead you to a permanent act of rebellion against God.
This weekend, make sure you are fully exercising your First Amendment rights by assembling in the church of your choosing.
It's time to get back to normal.
It's time to get back to God.
It's time to go back to church. Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
Now, federal agents reportedly have sufficient evidence to charge Hunter Biden with making false statements regarding a gun purchase.
Uh-huh.
I mean, and look.
Look, here's the thing.
He's under investigation for, like, tax fraud, money laundering, gun and foreign lobbying violations.
Louis, they've had enough evidence to charge him since 2019. I read this headline today, and I was like, well, duh. We know this. That's not the question. The question has never been, did they have enough evidence to charge Hunter Biden? The question is, did they have the moral fortitude to do the right thing, even though he's politically connected, personally connected to the most powerful planet on a person on the planet?
Well, and 62% of registered voters believe that Joe Biden likely consulted, even profited from the Biden family business deal.
We have evidence
that
of that on the
was
laptop.
Putting together. Yeah, absolutely.
That should be 100% of Americans think that, because that's what the evidence shows.
60% said Hunter Biden sold influence and access to the president.
That's how Hunter made his money. It's so, the only way he could afford to buy crack.
So I got to thinking, yeah, you know, with the story out like this now, maybe the federal investigators are getting closer to doing whatever they're going to do to Hunter Biden. And maybe that's why Biden told that mayor of Fort Myers, Florida, nobody F's with the Bidens.
Whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Jamie Graham has been growing pumpkins for the last 10 years, and for 10 years he's been bringing his biggest pumpkin of the season up to the all-New England Giant Pumpkin Weigh-Off. And for the first of those nine of those 10 years, Jamie went home without a trophy. Not this year. Jamie took first prize with a pumpkin weighing 2,480 pounds. That set an all-time record. Jamie's kids named the pumpkin Bear Swipe because in previous years he had trouble with bears coming into his pumpkin patch and clawing his pumpkins up. Jamie won $8,500 for his massive pumpkin. He says he now wants to carve it into a huge jack-o'-lantern. He also plans on giving some of the seeds to other growers in the area to see if they can grow an even bigger pumpkin next year.
280 pounds.
1,000. 2,000.
That's a lot of pumpkin spice.
May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.